Georgia. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball. And I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. Sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. Someone I can pass to. Someone to hit the open man on to give him goal and not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders, help me out.
Wallace get a win tonight at Vanderbilt. Wow. Wow, you talk about why we love sports, man. It's just so out of nowhere tonight's game is. What a great game. For Jordan Bone goes home, balls out in front of the home crowd. It's kind of what it's about. You know, when you get right down to it, you think about how those guys played tonight. I mean, you know they heard it after that, what had to be the low point of the season the other night. Tennessee goes out and they roll. And I mean roll Vandy tonight. Vols win the game 87-75. I took some notes as we went along. The bottom line is, when you shoot it like the Vols did tonight, man, the game looks easy, doesn't it? When you shoot it like that, that's a fun game to play. I mean, you can make no mistake about it. When you shoot it the way the Vols shoot it tonight, you're going to beat a lot of people. And Jordan Bone went totally off in that game tonight. A lot of fun. That's a lot of fun. That was... Hey, look, when you have these seasons when you're not going to go to the NCAA tourney, and you got to have these seasons that give you something to remember. You got to have seasons, games that give you something to hang on to in these in-between years. And that's exactly what Tennessee did tonight as they go to Vandy and win. And if you want to get in with us tonight, my number is 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. The great Tony Jones will be joining me as soon as I can determine exactly what his phone number is. It's pretty good. Tony's got to appreciate that about me. I'm going to need some help from somebody. Hang on, I got to scream. Luckily, my son's in my... in my vicinity tonight, he can help me here. Here's the first number. I need you to call, buddy. Thanks, man. If you want to get in, my number is 865-200-5402. Anytime you beat Vanderbilt, it's a beautiful thing. It's an absolutely beautiful thing. Anytime, as far as I'm concerned, I hate them. They're sickening. They're going to be my boss someday. Oh, they already are my boss someday. Tonight, Tennessee is their boss. And they can say it, know it, and write it down. And just a great effort from the Vols. Tennessee comes out tonight. They're on fire, basically, the whole time. They were dialed in. They had a few lapses defensively. But tonight's game, it's why we love this stuff. It's why we love this stuff. Let's go through some of the numbers. And then we'll get as many calls in here as humanly possible tonight. The great San Antonio Jones will join me. Marky Boy Griffin will be by. And no Keith Hatfield. So it's a bonus on a Saturday night. It's an absolute bonus on a Saturday night. And that Cornette guy needs to get a tan. He looks like I feel right now. Which is to say, I'm pretty illin'. And he looks like he needs to eat a steak. Tennessee tonight, the basketball game. I'm going to bring the great Tony Jones in now. And we will break this down scientifically. Do not, whatever you do, try this at home. San Antonio Jones, boy, basketball is an easy game when you can shoot it, my man, when you can shoot it.
Hey, when you can make shots.
Yep.
And you pass the ball around in a weak matchup zone, the recipe is victory. And it's just what the Volunteers ordered. It's just what the doctor ordered.
Yep.
For the Volunteers. This big victory to take their mark to 2-3 in the league and break that three-game losing streak. And, you know, you get some extraordinary performances out of some young players. I mean, Jordan Bone, wow. He looks like he was could be freshman of the year the way he played tonight.
I'll tell you one thing. It was an absolute, Tony. It hit the spot. And look, road wins are hard to get. Although in this league this year, people are winning at a pretty impressive clip thus far. You expect Tennessee to go in there, Tone, and take care of them. In fact, you called it. You predicted it after the Arkansas game. You said Vanderbilt's not very good. Get down there, take care of business, move the ball around, use your team. Tonight's game was really impressive. Let's talk about it. First of all, in modern college basketball, you won't see two teams shoot the ball like this much, Tone. This game is a statistical anomaly all the way. Tennessee shoots 59%, Tone, in the game. Vandy shoots 53%. Tennessee's 34 of 58 from the field. 26 of 49, Vanderbilt is. Tennessee is 8 of 15 from three-point land, a scintillating 53%. Vanderbilt, who makes their living from beyond the arc, 6 of 14 from the line, only 43%. And Tennessee gets to the foul line only 14 times, 14 foul shots. They made 11. Vanderbilt gets there 21 times. They made 17. Tennessee turns the ball over only 6 times this evening, coming off a game where they turned it over 20 against South Carolina. 9 turnovers for Vandy. And let's talk about a decision that Rick Barnes made that I thought was instrumental in a spurt Tennessee had in the first half when they showed a little pressure at Vanderbilt. I like that look when Tennessee went there tonight, Tony.
I agree. And it turned into an 11-0 run. Tennessee had 24 shots. And Vandy only had 13 shots during that stretch. And that was pivotal. Just like you alluded to earlier, I knew that Tennessee was capable of going down to Vanderbilt and winning. I've watched Vandy play a number of times this year, and I don't think they're an overly talented team. They don't have a lot of depth. I don't think it's a tough team at all. And tonight, Tennessee just out-toughed them. And from a coaching perspective, Rick Barnes outclassed Bryce Drew. He just outclassed
him. I mean, he used him and abused him. Somebody's talking about some of the great stuff Tennessee did off the inbounds plays. That alley-oop, Tone, that made it a 9-point game, and the game's still teetering in the balance there. But when Hubs flushes that ball off a beautiful entry pass, You just, at least I knew at that point, Tennessee's going to win this basketball game.
It just didn't seem, I'm going to go back to the point I just made, it just didn't seem like Vandy scouted Tennessee.
No.
It just didn't seem like they did their homework. I mean, you know, you gotta build a wall there. You gotta come together. You gotta switch that. And then you just ride Hug, you know, out of the lane. And he doesn't get that opportunity. But they were thoroughly outclassed. Vandy was thoroughly outclassed. Rick Barnes outclassed Bryce Drew. I think Bryce got, he's a great guy. You know, I know him personally. I coached his brother-in-law, Casey Shaw, who played for me at Tennessee, who's on his staff. Casey played in the NBA with the Sixers, big 6'11" kid. Great guy. But just, I don't know if he's over his head at this level. And
Tony, you're hot. You're firing on the guy.
From a coach's perspective, Tony, I watched this game, and it just seemed like he didn't have any answers to what Tennessee was doing. Tennessee pushed up 94 feet to try and take away inbound passes going the other way, and Tennessee took that away a couple times, the aggressiveness, and Bryce didn't. He didn't have any answers for that, which is, you know, from a coach's perspective, and I'm watching it from a coach's perspective. You gotta understand this, and that's what we do. That's in our DNA. And I just didn't see him making any adjustment, and then he goes back to the zone, and Tennessee just dissects the zone.
I love that.
I mean, they just get the ball into them. They just get it into Hug from the high post, and he's cutting right into the 3-point circle. They just get it to Schofield. They just get it to Grant Williams, who makes a bank shot from 7 feet. Rick Barnes did a great job tonight, and him and the staff should be commended for this great win because it's a rivalry game.
You better believe it.
That's our biggest rivalry other than Kentucky is Vandy. You gotta beat Vanderbilt. And to go down to Memorial Gymnasium, to go down to Nashville and win that game, to break a 3-game winning streak is huge.
I'll tell you one thing, Tone. What was really impressive about tonight's game to me is the energy that Tennessee came out with right off the jump. Here's a team that had a couple of what I would call nearly fatal losses in their gym. And Wednesday night was just a low point. And they come back tonight with just a tremendous sense of purpose. And you could tell right away that these guys are going to be in this game to win this game. I was really impressed. I was really impressed with the way Tennessee played tonight.
No question. I agree with you. They were the tougher team tonight, and they wanted it more than Vanderbilt did. In Nashville,
yep.
They wanted it more than Vanderbilt did. Players showed up, and it was apparent right from the outset. We got balance scoring. Jordan Bolden came out and knocked down some early threes.
Better believe it.
Gained some confidence. Then, obviously, Lamonte Turner came in, knocked down some threes off the bench. And then Tony, we had a Lou Evans fighting. He appeared on the basketball.
I mean, it was incredible. It was incredible. It was that kind of night offensively for Tennessee. I mean, when Lou Evans gives you this line, no offense to him, when he gives you 4 points, 2 of 4 from the field, he gives you those 4 personal fouls he had. But he also had 2 boards. He did that in 16 minutes. Positive effort by Sweet Lou tonight. Lou the Do, as they used to call Lou Henson back in the day, and they could call him this. Hey, look, Jordan Bone tonight in his backyard. I mean, you know. And here's the thing about him that I like. He played with very little facial expression, very little I'm going to show you up. He acted like a kid that was in his 60th college basketball game tonight. and had to be feeling great. 23 points on the night, Tone. Listen to this line. He's 8 of 12 from the field. He's 4 of 5, Tone, from three-point land. 4 of 5! I mean, step off! A couple of them, Tony, didn't even hit the net. It looked like you at the carnival when you used to shoot to impress the girls back in the day for the stuffed animals. He's 3 of 4 from the foul line. He gets a board. He gets 5 assists. And my favorite number, Tony, in 31 minutes, 1, count them, 1 turnover. 1 turnover. Great night for him.
Great night for Little Bone. That's what I call him. Obviously, Josh Bone's little brother, who I coached at Tennessee, and he used to come to our camps and be at the games, and just a young fella back. But I was proud of him tonight. And, you know, just like I told the fans, a couple of the callers in previous games, you got to be patient with him because he missed 9 games. He had a foot injury that sidelined him for 9 games, and he needs to practice time. And tonight, it showed, what he's capable of. Just, it wasn't an aberration, that 21 point outing against UTC, at the beginning of the year. Hopefully we can get these type of performances. But, you know, one thing I'd like to elaborate on, Tony, is just the balance scoring. Turner scores 12. Schofield scores 12, I believe. Hub scores 12. I mean, that's just balanced scoring, and that's what the Volunteers have to do to be successful. Shambai Phillips came in and made 2 important field goals. How about that? How about Shabari? Happy for him to come in and play well. And then Grant Williams continues to be a force on the glass. He does a good job of patrolling the inside, and that bodes well for Tennessee to you know, put themselves in position to win games. You know, let's don't go overboard now. Let's don't go overboard. They got to come to play each and every night to win in the SEC.
There's no question. Tonight they brought their lunch pail. One point about Williams I was really impressed with tonight. They're in the middle of a sequence where Cornett just hit 2 3 balls to make it a 4-point game. About 13 minutes left of the game. And then they come back on offense, they get the ball down low to Williams, and he does what he does, which is to say he spins and tries to shoot the ball. Cornett blocks the shot. Williams goes down, gets the rebound, gets the loose ball, puts it right back in that kid's face and gets to the foul line. Tony, a lot of guys there shrink in that moment, and Williams did not. He took it right back at him.
Took it right back at him. I think he got hit. I think he got hit on the play and then went to the free throw line. And then the kid continuously goes to the free throw line and knocks down his free throws. When you think he's a big plotter that doesn't have a touch where he's not going to be proficient from the free throw line, he is. But 59% from the field, 6 turnovers in the whole basketball game, 8 of 15 from three-point land is a recipe for victory no matter who you play, and especially on the road. So the Volunteers not only got it done on the statistical point of view, they got it done from a wanting to win point of view, and that enabled them to come up with a big double-digit win.
Back to the phones we go. We'll get as many people in here as humanly possible. 865-200-5402. We're sans Keith Hatfield. The fashion plate of Tony Basilio Broadcasting and the Basilio Broadcasting platform. Mark Griffin will be by. Now, Tony Jones could be vying for the title of fashion plate himself with his dress sense. I could not. Tony, somehow I've got a knockoff polo shirt that I'm wearing down here tonight. And I've got some yuck on my shirt, and people on Periscope are giving me noise about it. Tony, what do you think about that before we go back to the phones?
Well, you
got
know,
yuck.
I really can't comment on that because today I had on my Louis Vuitton shoes and Louis Vuitton shirt along with my Prada wallet. And I'm just...
What? Hey, Tony, let me ask you something. First half tonight, somebody just brought this up, and then we'll go to the phones. 16 foul shots to zero for us. What was that about?
That was about Mr. Shea, the guy that doesn't have a lot of hair on his head refereeing the game, and Pat Adams, who was the lead ref. The other gentlemen, that's what they do. I know both of those guys from my time in the SEC. They are known as homers. Who's ever at home, they tend to, you know, give that team the benefit of the doubt the majority of the time. But you know what? That's a part of the game. And we as coaches know that. Tennessee overcame that. And, That's what makes me happy, that they overcame some of the questionable calls with their stellar play. And Tennessee controlled this basketball game.
To the phones we go, 865-200-5402. They did control the game. It's just interesting. We'll go to the phones. We'll get as many people in here as humanly possible this evening. Let's start with our first caller. Hello and welcome in. Hello to our first caller. Yes, welcome in. 5-4-3-2, goodbye. Next caller, hello and welcome in.
Hi, Tony Jones.
Hey.
Hey, Tony, how about a name from the past? Are you talking about Sweet Lou? How about Sweet Lou Hudson, former Atlanta Hawk?
Sweet Lou Hudson. I mean, he was the quintessential small forward. 6'5", sweet jump shot. Could make the intermediate shot, something that's a lost art in today's game. Sweet Lou can make the three. Sweet Lou was an Atlanta Hawks favorite, and he was a guy that I admired when I was a young kid.
Hey, guys, I'll tell you what. I got so excited watching that game tonight. And Basilio, what is it about us going when we go to Nashville? We just seem to play our best road game of the year.
Boy, we were, I'm telling you, that's the best Tennessee's played in a long time on the road. Like Tony said, you look at that line across the board, and the truth is, even though Vanderbilt shoots for the game 53%, and you could say, well, obviously defensively you're not where you needed to be, I'm going to tell you something. The thing Vanderbilt wants to do is they want to trade you three for twos. That's how they play. And Tennessee did not give them clean looks from three-point land. And so even on the defensive end, I thought Tennessee was effective with what they did in the game tonight. And Bone tonight, Jaker, that's a perfect game from him. That's a guy on the mound pitching a perfect game. Everything he did was going in, was going well, every entry pass, every extra look. That was a very encouraging effort by the Vols tonight, I thought.
Yeah, and guys, here's what I think. I mean, basketball, you only need a couple of guys a year, a couple of good players a year. And with this freshman foundation that I think we've got, All I think we need to have a really, really, really good team is I think we need a center and we need a power forward. Because, Fulkerson's really a stretch three. They got him down there playing on the block when he's healthy. I mean, before he got hurt. But he's really a stretch three, isn't he, Tony?
TJ, what do you think? What is Fulkerson's natural position on a full team?
I think he's a four. I think he's what we call a combo forward who could play the three and could play the four. So, you know, you play him at both positions and it just gives you a little bit more versatility, a little bit more depth and things of that nature. You know, big loss to losing. But, you know, injuries, they do occur during the year. And hopefully, we can give him a medical red shirt. He could still have 4 years, to be able to play, to wear the big orange. I agree. I mean, you know, our freshmen play well and it's a, it could be a nucleus. We still need to get that 4 to 5 star player to come in so we can get back to the NCAA tournament. You know, mediocrity is not what the fan base deserves. The fan base deserves to get back to the NCAA tournament, and we got to get a 4 or 5 star player to go with some of these guys, and hopefully they can continue to develop and not stay stagnant as they continue to be upperclassmen. But one thing that you said, Tony, that I definitely agree with, Tennessee played really, really aggressive. Vanderbilt didn't get clean looks. And that's important for a good 3-point shooting team to get clean looks. Tennessee pushed up on them. They made their life difficult. And Fisher Davis, who when I was at Auburn had a great freshman year and can really score, LeChan, is a phenomenal 3-point shooter. Those guys didn't get going. Basically, Toy played good. Kressler came in, off the bench and made some shots. And then obviously Cornett, was the guy that kept him in the game. If Cornett wasn't on the floor, Tennessee could have blew him out.
No question. I mean, there's no Cornett in that game tonight. That's a 30-point game. That thing is an absolute, runaway. From the word go. Jake, anything else for us here on the way out to get my next caller in here?
No, the only thing I'd like to say, if a spot opens up on that staff, I'd love to see Tony Jones over there so he could get us some players in over there.
Thank you, brother. Have a great night. Great talking to you. 865-200-5402. The great Tony Jones has taken a few. It's the Smart Way Garza Law Firm. Tennessee basketball overtime. Tennessee victorious tonight at Vanderbilt. 87-75, the Vols go in there and win rather comfortably. And Vanderbilt, a game below 500, and can't be comfortable for them. Tone, they knew they were going to take some lumps this year, but Tony, they were out of sorts, weren't they, tonight? Tennessee really had them out of sorts.
Well, it was because of Tennessee. It wasn't because of Vanderbilt not having the mindset to go out there and accomplish what their coaching staff wanted them to accomplish offensively and defensively.
Yeah.
Tennessee imposed their will, on the basketball game, on the floor, and you see the type of results that came out. Again, you know, those statistics don't lie.
No.
Usually bear out who's going to win the game. If you show me a stat sheet and don't show me the final score, I probably can tell you who won the game and who lost the game. And this score sheet, bodes well for Tennessee and it doesn't bode well, for Vanderbilt. Again, no clean looks. Tennessee, the tougher team. Rick Barnes outcoached, the other coaching staff. And then you get a five-star. A PT peer, like Dickie B would say, performance for Little Bone, Jordan Bump.
You know, what Rick Barnes and his staff did to that kid tonight coaching was child abuse. that kid looked like he was 12 years old over there on the sidelines. Let's go back to our phones.
Bryce is a good guy. But
you just said he wasn't. You just said he looked like he wasn't ready for this level tonight. You just ripped him. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Let me finish my point. Bryce is a good guy. Just got to step up to the SEC level. This is no joke. I mean, you're going against you know, guys like John Calipari, Frank Martin, Bruce Pearl and Rick Barnes, those type of coaches that have accomplished some things in this game. Bryce has been at Valpo his whole career as an assistant and then as a head coach. and he got to step up.
Back to our phones we go. 865-200-5402. Hand me that Nordique shirt there, brah. I'm gonna put pull it off there. We'll put it on. Let's get our next call in. The great Marky Boy Griffin coming up here in a few moments. Let's get our next call in on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. The Vols win tonight. We're breaking it down. Tony's already ripped the officiating. He's blasted me. The NFL playoffs were much more entertaining than the NFL playoffs. Make no mistake about it. And Brock Osweiler. Tony's team was eliminated last week. My team was eliminated before the season started. And life goes on. Let's get our next call in. Brock Osweiler is a wonderful, wonderful quarterback. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome in.
Hey. Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, Donnie. Welcome in.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah. Hey, Tony. Yeah, poor old Brock. Though he does throw a perfect 50-yard pass, his receiver drops right in the end zone. But, hey, you know. Guys, I tell you what. If you go back to the SEC tournament at the end of last year, that's two straight over the Vander Chokers. You know, we finally got Ball Kevin out of town, and now we can work on the Tony, as you called him, the 12-year-old, and hopefully keep it rolling. Guys, I was so proud of the way these guys played tonight. I mean, shoot the lights out and all, that's wonderful. But the way, you know, as great as Bone was tonight, and he was fantastic, and it looks like our point guard problems are over. Grant Williams is still my player. Night in, night out. The guy just is unbelievable. If he had 2 or 3 more inches on him in height, you know, there's no telling what he'd do. Of course, I don't know if he'd do much more than what he's doing. You look at how many blocks he gets every night and rebounds he gets and everything, but this has just been a fun team. I mean, I was disheartened, you know, with the 3-game losing streak and all that, but even during that, for the most part, it was entertaining to watch them. I mean, outside of the Chattanooga game, I haven't been disappointed in the way they played this year. How about you guys?
I thought Darren Knight was kind of borderline unacceptable, but that's just me.
Well, it was ugly, but it, you know, South Carolina makes it ugly.
Yeah, but our effort the other night, our body language, it wasn't there. It just wasn't there.
Yeah,
that was a brutal game. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was what it was.
If you, before the SEC season started, or even the season start, if you'd said we'd be 2-0 in our first two, or 2-1 in our first 3 road games, you'd probably think we'd be a little better off than what we are, wouldn't you?
There's no question. I mean, it's a weird year in the league, TJ, for some reason. TJ, people are winning in people's buildings now with regularity in this league. Like, I'm talking at like a 60% clip. It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's tough to win on the road in any league that you play in. And so to be 2-1 on the road in the SEC is a caveat for the Volunteers because, you know, we always say if we can win our home game and go .500 on the road, that's going to put us in the mix when it comes time for conference championship accolades. I don't want to go overboard because I've done this thing. I've coached for 20 years and, you know, it's one win. It's over a Vanderbilt team. The two wins that we've had on the road has been against Texas A&M and Vanderbilt. Texas A&M is 1-4. They lose again today. Vanderbilt is 2-3. They've lost 3 games in a row. We got to continue to play well. That's what we got to kind of try and build on, playing well, playing aggressive, getting our guys to play where, you know, we have double-digit scores from a number of guys and things of that nature. Obviously, the game against Ole Miss on Wednesday is going to be important because it's a road game against a team that's 1-4 in the league. So, you know, if we can pull that one off, and come back home,
to play Mississippi State and be 3-3 and then 10-8 overall, then that puts us, you know, possibly in the mix to garner some postseason play.
I want to go. That's what I want to do. I want this team to make it to the NIT tournament out of this league, and it's very doable. And this league is so bad. I mean, just what? I hear Tone laughing. This league is so damn bad. Do you know that this league, Tony, has one win, one RPI win against a top 10 team all year? No, I think it's a top 25. I'll have to look that number up that I got from Huguenin yesterday. I think it's a John Rothstein number. It's got what, Kentucky over North Carolina. I mean, the league is brutal. Don, go ahead, Donnie.
Well, I was just going to say, we've come closer with the Gonzagas and the Oregons and the North Carolinas to giving the league a win than pretty much anybody. Evan Butcher, Candy Nuts, you know the whole routine about that. Don't cry over spilled milk. But I'd still like to know where we would be if Jordan Bone had missed 9 games and Fulkerson hadn't been lost for the season when he was. I think we could have a couple, 3 more notches on the gun right now, really be sitting pretty in the league.
Donnie, love you like a brother. Great call, man.
All right. See
thanks
you.
For talking. Thanks for the call tonight. It's amazing, Tone. It's 11 o'clock on a Saturday night opposite an NFL football game, and our phone lines are full, Tone. How incredible is that?
Well, it goes to the credibility of the host. I mean, obviously, your reputation speaks for itself. I mean, you're an advocate for the common fan, and you call it like you see it, and people enjoy that type of entertainment.
Tony, your performance / appearance tonight is presented by
the Knoxville Basketball Academy, a division of H3 Sports. You can get in touch with me by emailing me or checking our website at knoxbasketballacademy.com, or you can get in touch with me through email at tony.kba@h3sports.org.
What about the other one? You had some energy drink there tonight, something else?
Yeah, Roar Energy Drink. Roar Energy Drink is affiliated with me. And the Alley Restaurant on Kingston Pike. Those guys are really supportive of any endeavor that I undertake.
865-200-5402. The great Tony Jones is joining. The great Marky Boy Griffin was front row, center court, behind the bench, tonight. Griff, tonight's game, what did it mean to you, brother?
Tony, and Tony, it was beautiful.